Of all the times to burp, I had to burp as soon as the show started. A pleasant good morning to each and everyone. It is a special early episode of Floops and Friends. If you look at my eyes, I'm looking like I'm still sleeping because I usually go to sleep very late. So today we are here to speak about Hanuman Jayanti, which recently completed on Monday. Was it the 26th of April? Yes. There is a project done by 11 artists, and it just so happened to hit number one on a countdown that is arguably the biggest countdown anyway. That is just my opinion, right? And here to speak about it is one of the head, and I say that loosely, of the project, Mr. Krish Redoy. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And Sitaram to yourself and all the viewers. Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
All right, good. So, Mr. Redoy, we have been speaking for quite some time on WhatsApp and such, and you all have fans of chutneymusic.com. Tell us, What is the genesis of this particular Chalisa project, Hanuman Chalisa project?
It was a dream for Santosh Hiralal. I'm sure he's well known to Chutney Music by now,
right,
and to the rest of the world, and Asha Benji. So the two of them, they decided to do something of that form. So the next step was to approach the musicians,
right,
and the singers from around. So this is how Nishan was a musician, the first and only musician that was responsible for the music in the whole Chalisa, right? So he was the first one to be contacted. Then I was the next person to, you know, they just contacted just to check now who can lead this project. By that time, it was just a project. So we said, okay, I listened to the how is we are going to do it. And I had some time. And I said, okay, let's give it a go. And this is how myself and Nishan started with the music. And then we had to put a tune to it. And once that was ready, so by that time, Santosh Hiralal and Asha Benji, they were in that time looking for another 10 singers from around the world. So this is what their dream. And so they wanted to send it, to share it with the world.
Right.
So the only good thing was going to be not to do it a South African project. So we suggested make it a world project to be offered to the world. So this is how it started.
Wow, that is very interesting because, you know, on chutneymusic.com, we had always envisioned that people could come together on a global stage, right? And that kind of thinking that you just explained there, that is mind-blowing to me, right? Because when you look at the composition of the project, South Africans, and that was very wise, that was very wise. Not that South Africans can't stand on them on their own, but to show that, hey, South Africans could not only sing, but they could do well with other countries, Canadians, people from New York, people from Trinidad, people from Guyana, and so on and so forth. So when I saw that, I was like, nah, boy, this is some next level thinking. So just before I bring on Nivash on, just give the listeners like your background, a brief background of yourself. I know, but they don't.
Okay. I'm originally from Mauritius.
Right.
Whoa. And I'm in South Africa for the past 31 years, but I came to this country via my profession. I am an executive chef by profession. So this is how my white jacket made me come to this country and never let me go. So music was always with me from Mauritius. So when I came this side, for a good couple of years, it stayed stagnant because that time I had to like concentrate on my profession. When I came to Durban, that was the place where my music really got. Yeah, so then I had about 6 CDs out there. I sing in Chutney music, I sing in bhajans, I sing in Bollywood, I for weddings. So I got quite a different genre of music, which I do. When this project came to me, it was like, yes, this is, I'm a lyricist, I'm a singer, I'm a composer. So that was like a, especially for a religious purpose, I could not say no, because this was an opportunity for Hanuman Baba. So I said, let me grab it and let it. We did not know by that time how it was going to be. I'm glad that the end product is finally distributed to the rest of the world. Like you gladly said, it was of a different standard, of a high standard, with, together with the rest of the world as singers. So the Indian diaspora is vast. So we are glad that we are, we try to reach some of them. So
no, but honestly, if you didn't know, right? If you didn't know, you would think that you all were from the same country. And this is the thing about music, eh? When you take away the labels, you really can't tell the difference. Other than subtle accent, like I haven't really understood the South African accent yet, but I know a Guyanese accent very good, and well, Trinidadian accent, then I know Canadian twangish, Trinidadian and Canadian twangish Guyanese. So I would like to bring on Nivash, since we have spoken so much about him, to speak with us right now. Nivash, you ready or you're not ready?
Thank you, Jason. We are ready. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on live.
Thank you, and good afternoon, good morning to everyone that is tuned in to chutneymusic.com. Thank you for the
opportunity. Just a second. Sorry to interrupt you, but your mic is not on. I mean, your camera is not on.
Camera is not on.
I don't know if Ole had a blackout or something.
Now check now. Is it on now?
No. I'm not too sure if Mr. Rado, are you seeing his camera?
No, I can't see them either.
Right. Try and put on the light or something. That's a joke, yeah. That's a joke. Okay. So we'll come back to Nivash. We'll start with Mr. Richard Pillai. You see? Hi, Richard, how are you?
Hi there, DJ Flips, how are you doing?
I'm fine, man. Glad to see you in action again, man.
Oh, yeah, it's good to be back, yeah.
Yeah, for those of you who do not know or did not know, Mr. Pillai, he did a concert for chutneymusic.com. So unlike Mala, who says she was getting problems with people to sing, I just get people to sing all the time, you know? Mala laughing in the background there. So, Richard, you were recruited into this project by whom?
By my brother, Nivash Santosh Harilal.
What? Nivash is like a music producer now? Executive producer?
We must give him the title now.
Yeah. So, Nivash spoke to you.
He approached me about doing this because he knows that I did the chutneymusic.com concert as well.
Right.
I think it was very well received.
Yes, it was.
You know? Yes. So he approached me to do this, and it was such a pleasure working with the entire lot of guys, all the singers, and, you know, our Baiji, Mr. Krish Ridoy as well, Nishen as well. I think Nishen's not on our broadcast here today. But it's been such an honor and such a privilege to have done this Shri Hanuman Chalisa 2021 recital.
Okay. So just give us a brief background about yourself before we bring on, because I have a lot of men inside here. I want to soften up the touch a little bit, bring on some nice ladies. We have about 3 lovely ladies waiting in the background there. Just give us a little bit of your background.
DJ Flutes, I started singing, you know, when we used to do satsang from a very young age. And I think that is what enhanced us and what kept me going in the music industry. And as I went along, it was just all about satsang in my earlier days. But as I grew up, you know, I do a lot of Bollywood songs.
Yeah, I know you love your Bollywood. I know you love your Bollywood.
Yes, yes. Yeah. you know, it's been such a roller coaster for me. God has been good to me in the sense that I've had some quite a few awards given to me just for my singing. You know, and I've performed on, especially in South Africa, I've performed on almost every major stage that there is.
Wow.
So I've been really blessed to be part of the music fraternity here in South Africa.
Okay, good. Good. I think the project did well to get you since you're so well decorated. So I would like to bring on a lovely young lady who had me on her show once. And now I am getting to have her on my show. My show not as popular as her own, but, you know, let us bring her on. Welcome, Mala Hariprasad. So, Mala.
Well, thank you very much, Jason. And thank you for having me. I'm so used to saying welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome to the Sunday afternoon line for those of you who... I can do this introduction. Mala is a Nightingale of Guyana.
Yes.
Nee Pickering, Canada.
Yes.
She is an acclaimed talk show host for the Sunday afternoon line.
I don't know what acclaim, Jason.
But I acclaim you. You can continue the introduction there.
Yeah, well, originally from Guyana, I moved to Canada in 1979 and I've been here since. And so never was interested in music until, I don't know, in my late 30s. And then once my daughter was out of university, my job was done basically in raising her. So I decided to focus on myself, and accounting is my background, and I've always been, you know, just working and focusing on education and whatever, but singing became a thing for me back then, about 15 years now. And then, you know, I started singing and who are you raising eyebrows, Jason?
Because I can do my maths good.
Really?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Of course, you're an accountant. singing has always been a passion for me. And it was only during the lockdown that I decided that I wanted to do something like a talk show and just to have showcase other artists as well. And I got a lot of flack for that. You know, why am I, as a singer, promoting other artists as well? And I'm like, well, why not? There are lots of artists out there who are struggling to get their music out there, to get it known and give, you know, so I wanted to give a platform to artists who nobody knows on this part of the world in North America.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because you see, what plenty of people would usually do is just bad talk each other in private.
Yeah.
You know? So I give you a lot of credit for taking that step. This Sunday afternoon line, it's a pretty cool show.
Thank you.
Been on there a couple of times. Well, I'm not saying that because I've been there so much, but you know, it is really a quality program. So obviously, I guess in that, would it be Nivash who had recruited you?
Yes, Nivash. I think Nivash had mentioned it to me sometime back in February, I believe, or I'm not sure if it was Krish. I can't remember who it was, but one of them did and asked me if I would like to be a part of this project. And I immediately jumped on it because I love the Hanuman Chalisa.
It's who something that
I love chanting all the time. And, you know, it was a pleasure working with this group. It's such a diverse group of talents from across the world. And it was my utmost pleasure to be a part of it.
Okay, I think Mr. Pillai is pressed with time, so we'll let him go for now. Mr. Pillai, anything you want to say before you leave?
Yes, thank you very much for considering me. I must just say that it is my first time that I interacted with people from across the globe. And it was, you know, it's put a notch. I've got a lot of awards in my life. I've performed in front of big audiences in my country here on big stages. But my biggest achievement to date is the Hanuman Chalisa. So I'm really blessed to have been part of it.
All right.
Jason, you with me?
Sorry about that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Jason, you with us?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I was saying that, you know, although I've got so much of awards and so much of certificates and you know, I'm quite well known here. Mm-hmm. I think my biggest project and my most the project that is closest to my heart mm-hmm. is what we've just done now, and mm-hmm. that is the Hanuman Chalisa.
Yeah, that is really. But don't worry, something is in the works for South Africa. So you could keep all the ATFOs, right? So we'll say goodbye for now, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on your show today. God bless and everything of the best for everybody.
We have to schedule some time to talk with you alone about all these accomplishments you have, you know, at another day. All right, bye.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Right, so... Sorry about that. They was asking me if I want macaroni pie. I don't know why they would ask me that now. But we have spoken so much about these two people, Asha and... Oh, gosh. Yeah. So we have spoken so much about Asha G and Nivash G. A lot of G's in the house. So we will bring them into the mix now. Mr. Rido, you're lineman or you have to go?
I'm here.
All right. If you could stick around, that would be much appreciated. So Nivash, I guess you will go first. I see Asha will dress up and think for the show, you know. It's not the one in Agar, you know, because I didn't put on my thing, you know. But it looked very nice. Go ahead, yeah. Nivash, and then we'll hear from Asha.
Thank you so much, Jason, for having us on on the interview, and thanks to Krish Roy for arranging everything. And Mara, can I have some tea there, please?
It's coffee. It's like early in the morning, and I'm not used to getting up so early.
For real.
Yeah. See, basically, with regards to the Hanuman Chalisa, I actually woke up one morning and Hanuman was like right in front of me, right here, in mm-hmm. with his gada and stuff. And he's pointing out to the world, and he can't talk. So it's like I can.
He spoke to you.
I'm trying to understand him. Like, you know, he's like, what are you doing? Look at this world. Mm. You know, we need to bring about the peace. We need to bring about the love and the care and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I spoke to Asha about this, and then she says, you know what? Come on, let's do the Hanuman Chalisa. Mm-hmm. We were actually thinking about doing it ourselves, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, you know what? It's not going to be right. We'd rather just get a collaboration between some artists mm-hmm. from around the world.
Right.
And, you know, let's speak to one of the music productions, production team. Mm-hmm. So, the name that came up to me was Nishen Ramnaraj. And mm-hmm. I immediately contacted him and told him, listen, this is what we want to be done. And we were willing to pay the costings and everything, you know. Mm. And when he heard about this idea, he says, you know what? I am sponsoring that to you mm-hmm. as the SEPA to the whole world. Mm-hmm. You know? So we're very grateful for that. You know, everybody mm-hmm. come on board. The only time we spent money was when we printed out the CDs. That was mm-hmm. the only time. And then I asked him, okay, who can we get to liaise with all the artists? Because we had a list of artists. Mm-hmm. There was about 30 artists on the list.
If you had got the 30, you would have let all of them sing?
Yeah, there was 30 there. And then we cut it down to 10. And then when there was another artist that, unfortunately, due to his health, he had to step down. Mm. And then Mala advised to get Pandit Neil Dev Prasad from Florida. And then when I spoke to him and he asked me, hey, you know what, thanks Bala for that.
Welcome.
When I spoke to Panichi, Panichi asked me, hey, but how come you all got 10? Why you're supposed to have 11, not 10, you know? Mm. It's always an odd number. And Hanuman was the 11th incarnation of Shiva.
Wow. You know?
That is the reason why everywhere you go in the temples, there's always 11 chalisas recited. Okay. 11 times. So we thought about it, myself and Guru Krishnidoy, and we said, okay, fine. So we brought in another one more person. Mm. And that one person was Richard Pillay.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a team of 11. And then from the day onwards, I salute Krishnidoy and Nishen Ramnanaj for collabing with everybody, for liaising with everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what? They hardly ever have
sleep. Just a second, then, Ivash. Do you have a headphones by chance? Because you're getting a lot of echo from your side. If not, you can go ahead because we could still make out what you're saying. Just if you had it close by, you know. Oops, you get kicked out. So, Asha, Ivash said a mouthful there, quite a mouthful. What do you have to add to the.
You can hear me. You can hear me, Jason.
I'm hearing you very fine and clear.
Okay, put Nivash back on.
Okay.
He's got the earphones with him.
Nice. If to all in the same room, to all, you can come on the same camera, you know.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I think I needed to bring the camera more closer to my face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I don't have
Yeah, I don't have my headphones on here. Yeah, so I was saying
just a second. You and Asha in the same room?
No, they're different rooms.
Okay, because I hear an echo. I'm hearing you. I echo first and then you.
Okay, so what you must do, let's talk to Asha now. Let me sort the headphones out.
Okay.
But keep me on. Let me sort the headphones out. Okay. Talk to Asha first, and then I'll come back now.
Okay, cool. No problem. Yes, Asha. G.
Yes, Jason, now you can hear me.
Yeah, very nice and clear. Loud and clear. Go ahead. So the Hanuman Chalisa project, it's in the formation. Nivash has spoken to the guru, and it's a go now. Tell me from your side what happened to the Genesis study project.
Sorry, tell me.
Right. Tell me about your involvement, your contribution to the genesis of the project.
Oh, okay. Yes, when Nivash approached me and he told me about the vision that he had, and it was at the perfect opportunity because of COVID and the entire, the entire world that is going through the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him also, we do not have regular satsangs and we are not meeting. And virtually, it would be a very, very good idea to get that going. So the people can listen to the Hanuman Chalisa in their own homes. And, healing can be done on every platform, on every level. Across the entire world, so that is also why we undertook this project as well. Once his vision came into play and that idea came in, so we thought it was a perfect idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's get everybody else involved, all our friends from across the world, because we want to bring the families together. We are all from scattered around the world, but we are all of the same nation. We all Vasudeva Kutumbakam. We wanted the healing to flow through.
Right.
So we said let's use Hanuman Chalisa as a kavach, as a protection kavach, and let's raise a vibration of this and to eliminate COVID, get rid of COVID as well. So that is also the other main purpose of doing this, so that we can reach as many people as possible around the world with this version of Hanuman Chalisa. And help them in helping their families and themselves, whether they're listening to it, whether they're chanting it, in their cars, in their homes, just to raise their vibration. Because the more vibration that is raised in this planet, the better it will be for all of us and even for COVID.
Okay.
So that was also one of the main purposes. But it's been amazing working with everybody, and everyone has really, really pulled together and made this a success.
But I must give yourself and Nivash credit. You all are very global thinking people. For many people who don't know, they run a very successful Facebook group. And to show their global thinking, the name of the group is actually Indian Music Worldwide, not Indian Music South Africa or whatever country. So I just want to cut to these two young ladies here because Vanita is looking like she's getting real restless, you know? And they have been very, very patient thus far. Watch out their big smile. You see, is that a little joke that's helping, you know? Sorry so much for keeping you all backstage, but you know, with such a big project, it is hard to coordinate okay. live. And Vanita is like okay, so long. And Karishma is like, why are you being here, boy? You know?
Oh, so, yes, no, I had a smile.
Oh yeah, that's my only time. So I'll go with Vanita. You guys are giving such changes to the name. Vanita, explain to yourself or give a brief background of yourself to the us.
Okay, so I'm Vanita from Mauritius. Actually, I've been singing, I started singing since 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And since then...
And I've how long are you singing now?
Sorry?
How long are you singing now?
Almost 26 years old.
6 plus 3.
Do the math.
Yeah. Right. Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I've been singing in many singing competition organized in Mauritius.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I've been to Malaysia also representing Mauritius for an international superstar singing in Tamil language. And I've been entitled winner of international superstar singing show.
So you speak Tamil as well?
I can speak a little Tamil, but I'm more in Hindi language.
Oh, so you know Hindi. That is really good. You know that in our parts, we only speak one language. We can't English. Really speak English, and some would argue that the West Indian version of English is not the correct one, right? Yeah. So that is a credit to yourself. You could speak what? Kinda speak Tamil and you could speak, you're fluent in Hindi?
Hindi.
Wow. Wait.
So Hindi, Marish. Tamil.
So it's safe to say, Jason, we have a very talented panel on right now.
Yeah, I get in more and more impressed as we go on. Let me just bring in... Go ahead.
Yeah, singing-wise, I can sing in Telugu, Tamil, Hindi. Here we also sing in Mauritian language, Sega.
Sega, yeah.
And also me also.
What?
Nice.
Mala, you sound like you know hearing this. You didn't know that?
Oh, No.
What? We should have put you up first. Talk to you first. That is awesome. That is really awesome. Yeah. So I had to ask you a question, right? Because I'm thinking like a record exec, though, right? What is your aspirations as a singer?
Sorry?
What do you hope to do in the future?
Oh, I would like to release many more albums and become more popular international-wise. Actually, I would like to thank Nivash Bhaiya and Guruji Krish Ridoy for contacting me for this project. It already started since. I was very happy to be in part of this entire crew. So I was really honored and privileged to be in.
Oh, very, very good. Mr. Ridoy is only ringing because the amount of times his name is mentioned here. You know? So Nivash can kick up. So let's talk a bit with Karishma. Karishma, could you... Oops. Okay, right. You're still there because I thought you was on this side all the time. Yeah, so Karishma... Yeah. Go ahead. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Hi. So I'm Karishma from Mauritius.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like Vanita, I'm a singer since 3 years old.
Right. So and how long are you singing?
27.
Okay.
27.
Oh.
But it's nice. It's nice. And I need to thank you all that I'm really, really, really very happy to be a part in this crew, actually. Mm-hmm. And also, I thanks my uncle, Krish Ridoy. He contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
as we are originally from Mauritius, so we are family also.
like literally blood related?
Yes, we are related.
What, Miss Aridoy? Get
my sister's daughter.
Okay.
And he's my uncle.
That is really good that you remember the roots of Mauritius, because 31 years is a long time to leave a country. Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Like your son is building a house back there, or what?
No, honestly, yeah, I think this guy is purposefully doing the things he's been doing, eh? Because
he only waits until you get on the live.
Yeah, all like making noise. Literally, if I take off my camera, you have a big TV here with all kind of children show on, and he will come right here, which is like a little corner, and talk all kind of thing. His grandparents calling him for pie. He asking me if he should go for the pie, and that's probably why I'm so great. Anyway, all they need to know all of that. the tribulations of being a father, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Krishna, go ahead. Related to the great Krishna Doi, that is your claim to fame.
Yes. And you can see that it's our blood, that we are singers in family.
Mm-hmm. No, I have always been, and this is for either Vanita or Krishna. I am very interested in knowing, like, local, like, in Mauritius, how big is chutney music?
Actually, we've been listening, but it's not so big, because it's the first time that I'm coming live with you.
Mm. No, not but me, you know, chutney music, the genre itself.
Chutney music, no, it's not so big, because I think now they're going to hear it from us.
Okay. Vanita, you know about chutney music?
Sorry?
Chutney music, you're familiar with that music genre?
Chutney music, actually, not so much. Actually, I've been hearing it a few days ago with the entire crew. Now right. I've got to know about it, and of course, I will keep on fooling it.
No, well, you see, Siga music very similar to chutney music. I think it there was a group from some Sega group, boy. I can't remember the name. Oh, my darling, come let me go. Yeah. You know that song?
It's a good thing you're not a singer, Jason.
That's why I tell people I don't like to sing. It's our oh, my darling, there we go and something.
That's the
Jason, you can add Nivash back on.
Yeah, but Nivash like an errand child. You only keep jumping out of the call all the time.
You know, you were talking about that song. It goes like this. Oh, my darling, chalo hamare saath re.
Yeah, something like that.
Is that on there?
Who sang that song?
That song was originally sang by Sundar Popo.
Yeah, Sundar Popo, I thought so, yeah.
Yes. No, but either somebody from Fiji or Mauritius sang it over. And it was a Sega version.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in South Africa that sing that song.
No, I don't think it was a South African cover. It was either Fiji or Mauritius. But I've always heard people say that Sega music is very close to chutney.
In Mauritius, it's called as Bhojpuri. So they don't know it as chutney. Urban style. But in Mauritius, they know it as Bhojpuri. Bhojpuri is with the Hindi and the Hindi
version. Well, right.
Sega with the French version.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, Jason, in Mauritius, if you want to look at chutney music, you must just go to YouTube and search for Geet Gawai.
Oh, yes. You're right.
Geet Gawai. Geet Gawai. Eh, Vanita?
It has this guy this guy, and I think he's from Fiji though, and he sings Sega, and he has bald head, and he's a kind of big fella. I'm not too sure what's his name. He reached out to me a long time ago. There's a lot of artists I can't remember, but yeah, a lot of similarities. And you're quite correct, Mr. Redo. Bhojpuri is actually where chutney originated from, so it would make sense that you all would know this.
Yeah.
That's why it's called the Guru for a reason, you know. Guruji. Yeah, so I, you know, from speaking with each of you all, I could tell why the team gel so well together, because you know, you always often hear that Indians can't work together, especially, you know. So it's good to see this project come together. Wow, we've been talking for 30 minutes and more. So Mr. Redoy say he's a real busy man and he had a dig out just now, meaning that he has to leave. So let me take some closing discussions from Vanita, since she's so impatient, you know, and then we can let her leave. So go ahead, you started. Closing comments.
Sorry?
Closing comments. Would you like to give some closing comments before you leave?
Okay, yes, of course. I would like to thank the entire crew of Hanuman Chalisa, Sri Hanuman Chalisa, and this is a project which is very very close to my heart. We'll never forget it. And yes, I would like to thank again Guruji Kri Sridoy and Nivash Bhaiya for contacting me. Hello, Vanita. I have a big project for you. Are you interested? And Guruji Krish kept on chasing me. Send me your video. Send me your voice note, please. I will listen. It was fun working. Like, yes.
And I guess if they could do something, maybe they could do a chutney compilation and let all of you all sing on it. Not like a medley, but like a rhythm. We should bring out a chutney rhythm. That would be real hot. But I want to give you a test before you go. I usually give a test to everybody before on this show. I let them sing live. So just sing a little piece of your favorite song. So let me see what you're working with vocally. A cappella. Yeah. Can you sing a piece of a song? Your favorite song?
My favorite song?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try. One second, please.
Don't need no background music, yeah? Just sing it, just like that.
Yes, sure. Just in case, I'm just...
Yeah, the warm-up intro.
कैसे तुम्हें रो कल करो
वाह
बिन बोली बाती देन आई फॉरगेट द लिरिक्स अ बिट गर तुम
द गुरु का बीट देम
आई विल टेक इट बैठे जाओ दे ये संभल जाए कैसे तो मेरा करो मेरी तरफ आता हर हम फिसल जाए आंखों में तुम को भरो तुमसे करो अगर तुम साथ हो
Wow.
Very nice.
Yay.
Well done.
All right then, Vanita, goodbye.
Well done. Bye bye everyone. Take care. Stay safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Karishma.
Yes.
Your turn now. You're gonna be put to the test. Say a closing. Oops. All right, somebody go and kick out it, right? Say a closing comments. Pick a song and give you a little piece of it. On stage test.
Okay. So I'll sing my song that was on radio, actually.
Right.
In Mauritius, and which was written by my uncle also, who helped me a lot with this. So it's a Bhojpuri song. So everyone will listen to it. Right. Maybe you will like it.
Of course.
So it's banane ke din alba jal sa hoela san fajire se humne ke jal sa sujhla hai banane 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 hoela banane 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 sujhla jalsa 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 hoela jalsa 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 sujhla.
I'm trying to remember what banane means. Banane means bring or something.
Banane means new year, new year.
New year?
Yes.
B-A-N-A-N-E?
Yes.
It is a French version. It is a French version. It's not Hindi or Bhojpuri. It's a it's a French version of Happy New Year. Ane.
Bon ane. B-O-N.
Bonane.
Yes.
Very nice.
That's why in Bhojpuri we say banane.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I know French, man. Yes. Bonane. Right. Okay, right. But I say banane, which means like bring in Bhojpuri or something like that.
Yeah.
That is a, I feel I don't know. So that was really good. You should send me that song if it's not on YouTube or if it's on YouTube. You know,
it's on YouTube. You can go to Karishma Gangwa directly. You'll see me.
All right. I see you. All right. And you almost got a nice chorus from Asha there. She was saying.
Oh.
She was singing in the background.
Yeah. Asha, you like that song?
Asha loves Bhojpuri.
Yeah.
Really?
All right.
Yeah. Jason, I think I have to bring these two young ladies onto my show because.
Yeah, I like the what they call it, je ne sais quoi. I like the spirit, you know, they're quite bubbly. So
yeah,
I know the person who does do Sunday afternoon night. I got put in a good word for it, right?
please do.
I need to say you're most welcome to Mauritius.
As I say, something coming soon.
I know, right? We should all plan a trip to go there someday.
Yes.
Sure.
Mara, you and I, we had a talk soon about doing something in home first.
Okay.
Then we go all over.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. So, Karishma, thank you so much for your time and we'll chat again, okay?
Thank you, Karishma.
Bye.
Thank you,
Karishma.
Thank you.
Bye.
Safe.
Uriva. Uriva, Karishma.
Bye.
I thought it was. I thought it was Fiji is the one that speaks French. Or both of them.
In fact, Mauritius is a French colony first, and then became English.
Yeah.
But it's not Fiji speak the French, or maybe I
Fiji
get.
No, Fiji speaks Hindi, proper Hindi.
Yeah.
Fiji speaks Hindi.
I
got confused because, yes, you're correct. Yeah. It was a French colony at one point in time.
You know that Mauritius is one of the very few countries or islands out there that still keeps to the Bhojpuri language.
Mm-hmm.
Because in other countries, Bhojpuri has been shifted over to mixed Hindi, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you follow Modi, the Modi regime, they don't want, they consider, like how we consider bastardized versions of English, they consider Bhojpuri not to be akin to the Queen's English, you know. So there is a move to eradicate Bhojpuri, but. And please do not take this description the wrong way. The Bush people, they usually speak Bhojpuri, right? That is a person from India told me that, you know? So, yes, they're trying to standardize the Hindi And I believe there's 153 dialects of Hindi, Telugu, Malayalam, Marathi, all this kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot to take. But the movies is how I learn most of these languages, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Mauritius with the French, yeah. We learn in Canada here, Mala will know this. The second language is actually French. So
yeah.
It pays a lot. The Mauritians will do well in Canada because they could probably go all in the place. And then my whole life in Trinidad, I learned in Spanish. Then I come over here, I had to learn French now. I was like, wait. Then with chattymusic.com, I learned a lot of Hindi and Bhojpuri and stuff.
Yeah, in Ghana, we learned Spanish as well as the second language.
No Dutch? Spanish.
No, it was Spanish and English.
Because a lot of, you know, the beauty about Guyana is that it has French Guyana who speaks French, which is what, Cayenne. And then there's also Dutch Guyana, which is called Suriname.
Yeah.
They speak fluent Dutch. You know, the world is really, really a nice place to behold. And that is why we need to go on a little tour, Mala.
We do, and we need to get cracking because as soon as COVID is done, we need to plan a few things here.
No, well, as I had spoken to Nivash about this already, you know, doing a tour to all the diaspora countries.
Mm-hmm.
Logistically, it's not hard, but COVID obviously is. You can't do that.
Yeah,
it's just the artist composition exhibition show. That is what. Well, we have plan coming up. So I let all the cat out of the bag.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, so, thanks for sharing, Jason. It sounds exciting.
Yeah, easier said than done, you know. But as I say, realistically speaking, the easiest place here is to start here in Canada. Because we have a lot of Canadian artists. Hopefully they will support the initiative. We do a show, preferably in Chanany Banquet Hall. I don't know, maybe some other banquet hall.
We can discuss it after. We don't want to let all of it out live.
Sometimes it's be good to no. What I'm doing is I actually beating the people who is watching. Yeah, you just have to beat them.
Yeah.
So they'll be like,
but we definitely need to come together and put our heads together.
Because this, bringing it back to the Chalisa, right? The project, that is. It shows that this kind of global collaboration that I was envisioning, and many of you all envision, it is possible. It is possible that we could have a tour to all of these countries, and we get to learn up, just like how we sit here, and we learn about each other's culture. In years gone by, that may not have been possible.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true because, I mean, I do know a lot of Indian singers here in Toronto, and it's not conceivable to even, you know, there are so many people here in Toronto, so many singers, and you would ask for an opportunity as a West Indian to sing with them. And the first thing they say is that your pronunciation is not good. And so nobody really takes the time to actually correct you sometimes or to say, okay, hey, you know what? Yes, it's possible. We can work with you, but let's, you know, have a couple of meetings and maybe we can go through the songs and make sure that your pronunciations are correct. Yes, you can sing and you have a nice voice and everything, but pronunciation is important, but it would be nice to have that cooperation here.
Well, you see, the South Asians, to be fair, Miss Arido, you can, you're lineman or you need to go?
No, I'm fine. Okay.
Okay, cool. Because I know I told you 15 minutes and it's more like 50 minutes right now. You know?
Canadian style or
No, it's just sometimes, you know, when the conversation flow. I let it run, you know. But if you need to leave at any time, feel free. Any one of you all.
Yeah.
You know. But definitely 11 o'clock we will finish because I don't want to run it on too long.
Right.
Yeah. So, Mala, the South Asians, they fight in their own little battle. That is why we had to kind of hype our own thing. Yes, pronunciation is a big problem in the West Indian community, and Mr. Ridoy would argue because it would agree because it changes the meaning of the Hindi.
Yes.
But Jason, not only the South Asians, even when I in 2018 when I went to Trinidad for that contest, the competition, the Kishore Kumar competition, there were a lot of people there who heard my accent for the first time. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, we got to hear what she's going to come with. How is she going to sing with that accent?
Okay, I can explain that to you. The average Trinidadian doesn't even know Trinidad. So you even speaking like this, they will be totally like, you know, they would think you faking or putting on an accent or something.
This is how I speak every day.
They don't know that. So that is how they think. They will be like, what kind of company accent is that boy? How's she going to sing? Because they only accustomed. I spoke to a young guy about, he's 20-something years old. And north, west, south, and east of Trinidad, he only know one quarter of Trinidad, and Trinidad's so small. So the average Trinidadian is not very well traveled, unlike myself, right? So here to talk a little more about Trinidad, we have Sangeeta Raghuba Rampasad. Sangeeta, talking stupidness, tell me, let me know.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sangeeta.
Hello.
Yeah, so,
sorry I'm late.
No, well, you know, these things just happen. I see. Which is that right hand? No, you're on the passenger side, right? Because in over here you'll be driving, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So yeah. I'm not making
driving. Sure. Yeah.
Right. So, well, I am very, very, very familiar with Sangeeta. She has been on my show a couple of times, and she's a truly talented Bollywood singer. She loves Bollywood. She also has a lot of knowledge about Bollywood. Anytime I would need to find out anything about film, I'd just be like, Sangeeta, where is this? And she'd be, oh, this is that, and that is that, and this is that, and this. And she loves Shah Rukh Khan. She loves... Who's your favorite actor?
Shah Rukh.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've said this so much a time that everybody knows.
Yeah, I think he's like everybody. Even... I don't know, like, you know, people say bad things about Salman Khan, but for some reason, I kind of identify with Salman Khan, not looks-wise. I mean, you know.
You need to have a six-pack here.
Nah. Yeah, six-pack of milk. Yeah. So, Sangeeta, I think Prince Navin Prabhu is the other Trinidadian on this project, and I can know why he was recruited, because Nivash talking about Prince Navin since the first time I spoke to him. So Nivash is a big, big fan of Prince Navin Prabhu. So tell me, how were you recruited for this particular project?
Recruited? I don't know what was the thought about Nivash having me on this project. But he called me one morning. I think that was the morning after I won the Hindi singing competition here in Trinidad.
Right.
And he called me the next morning, very next morning, and he said, Sangeeta, he wants me to be a part of this, you know, Hanuman Chalisa project. And before he could even say what it is about or if I could really pull it off, I said yes. I just said yes.
Yeah.
And from there, that was it. So I, on my side, that is how I was recruited. He called me. He spoke to me about it. And I said yes, because I loved his thought about bringing the entire world into this project. So I wanted to be a part of it so badly.
But Nivash have quite an eye for talent. And for those of you who don't know, Sangeeta is a big TikTok star. She's singing, doing TikToks like that. Yeah, so she is very good with marketing herself. She has also done, is it two tracks or one?
A solo one track. Nivash would actually be my second track, and I'm actually on my way to the recording studio now. So I was telling Krishji that, Krishji, I don't know if I'll be able to make it. And he said, Sangeeta, please just try, you know, it's for 5 minutes. So I had to. So that's why you see me in your vehicle.
And I would be so, so disappointed. I'd be like, the Trinidadians, they never do support me, you know.
Oh, gosh.
All right, well, I know you're busy, so we'll chat another time. I don't need to get the test because I tested two times already. And you passed.
Thank you.
All right, so goodbye for now.
Looking forward to hearing your new track, Sangeeta.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Hopefully it works out. So I'll let you all know. All right, y'all take care and be safe.
And big up to Wizzy. Wizzy is going by, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, cool. It's always yes and hi.
Okay, bye.
All right, guys, so this conversation could probably go on for the next hour, but we're gonna wrap up, and we're gonna start with Mr. Ridoy, since he has been here the longest. Closing comments, sir.
Thank you yourself for giving us this opportunity, and also for
chutney.com.
To be putting our, I know it's not a chutney, but it was like coming from a religious background, but still it went in and won the number one in that competition. So that was a big thing for us and for the rest of the world, for Trinidad, for Canada, or for the world. So thank you very much for doing that. At least, like we said, the ultimate, what we wanted is like a prasad, is like the offering, sweet offering. That we wanted every single one to have a share. And I think by you doing that from your platform, I think that was even better and bigger. So thank you for that one.
One thing I didn't do, you see, this is as Mala would know, right? I didn't do anything, right? I just put it there and Neva shared the link all over the place. And you guys were rewarded because people love this song.
Yeah.
So it's not like I put my hand in a hat and say, okay, today I'm going to pick Nivash and them song. And that because I like. It's not like that. So I didn't do anything. That is how.
It's the people. It's the people around the world that viewed it. The people that viewed it picked up the numbers and that's how they.
Yeah,
that's how
it's a numbers game. Number one.
Yeah.
I know I've been on your top 10, I think about four times, but this is the first time we are on number one.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the link. I just dropped it there. Hopefully, I won't get kicked out. Share it all over. Next week, you might make a duo. Not duo. But it's called when you do it twice. Something like
repeat.
That.
Repeat. We'll be repeat. A repeat.
Yes.
You can.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you so much for sending me your project and coordinating this. I'll speak to you again, Mr. Ridoy, probably soon.
No problem. Thank you for everything, and thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Krish. It was a pleasure working with you.
It was a pleasure. Bye, Guru.
Thank you. Thank you, Rina.
Looking forward to the next project.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Yes, Mala.
Yes. So I just want to thank the two masterminds who are sitting right in front of you here. Ashtaji and Nivash who came up with this project idea, and I think it was brilliant. And I feel totally honored as a Guyanese to be included.
This is a Canadian guy.
You know what? Someone actually said to me, so where are the Guyanese in this project? I said, well, I'm Guyanese. And someone says, I saw that and I was like,
oh my God.
In the description box, it said Canadian, Canada, right? It didn't say Canadian/Guyanese. And so I had to, you know, I had to say, well, you know what? I am Guyanese, but I do live here. So I consider myself Canadian.
No, but for you to even have to make that justification, again, it shows how small-minded people are. Here we have a project with so many countries. People could say, well, how come nobody from England was here? How come from this country? And they could go on and on.
Yeah.
I would like to offer a little piece of philosophy. Some people need to see the forest for the trees. You know?
Yes.
And it's not that okay, people can say, how come it had two Trinidadian?
Yeah.
And not three, and not five, and not ten. Why didn't have more South Africans? And you see, this is what people need to shy away from. Guys, it's a pandemic. The cost of releasing music is ridiculous. People not getting money. You don't know if tomorrow you could die.
That right? is true. That is so true.
You need to focus. Yeah. Like, and again, and sorry to be, I'm not talking about chattymusic.com to plug it, but I just using my experience. People just complain about all kind of things. All kind
there,
of things.
No, there, Jason, what it comes down to is that there's a lot of negativity out there. And we as a group, we're trying to quell that negativity.
Right.
Putting out something collaboratively among so many different talents. Right. So I think it was a wonderful idea, Asha and Nivash. You guys did a great job. And I can't wait to work on the next project with you guys.
Chutney project, yes. Nivash, make it happen.
Chutney project.
That's
a very good idea. That's a very good idea. Let's work on a chutney project.
But not a medley.
Yeah, I'll get the lyrics going ASAP.
Yeah, but not a medley. We want a rhythm. Where if it's Nishan comes out with a beat and you all, everybody just jump on it and they will have Guyanese on it, hopefully this time.
Guyanese / Canadian, how's that?
That's good. They say kill two birds with one stone, eh?
But we need probably if we only have one Guyanese on it, they'll say why they not two or whatever. Anyway, we won't go down the corner. We just like to say goodbye to Mala and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Thank you, Mala. Thank you all so much.
Watch out tomorrow. Sunday afternoon, 9 at 4.
I'll be live on tonight at 7 PM on Radio Parakeet and also on my Facebook page on my YouTube channel. And tomorrow I'm having the awesome talent from New York City, Radhika Olard. She's an actress, a comedian, and a stage performer, and she's done some really wonderful work. And so we'll be talking to her and getting to know her a little bit tomorrow.
All right, cool.
Jason, thank you so much for having me.
Wait, before you go. Okay. Asha, let my mother tell Mala hello.
What's that?
Your biggest fan from South Africa.
Yeah. Who's that? Your mom?
That's my mom.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Nivash told me that you were looking forward to speaking with me. Thank you so much.
Yes, I enjoyed your singing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And we'll definitely have a phone conversation soon enough.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Right.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye,
Mala.
I can now have my breakfast.
We'll yes.
All right.
Yes.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Right. So you see, Mala have more fans on this show than me. You know? So, Nivash, I will start with you, and then I want to chat a little more with Asha, one-on-one. Anything you have to say in closing?
In closing, I just want to say thank you to every single one of the artists, including the music tech video, the everybody basically that was involved in this project. I just want to say a big thank you to you guys. I know it was a hard work, 5 months of preparation, 5 months of planning, putting everything together. You know, it was very hard, and hats off to everybody. And Nishan says hello to everybody. He hasn't he couldn't make it to come on the live today because he had another commitment today.
That's fine.
He likes to give his love around everyone, and he also wants to say thank you to everybody who was on the project for working with him and making it so much more easier by helping him as well. Well, in closing, I would just like to say one more important thing is for you, Jason. Thank you as well for your undivided support. Not only with the Hanuman Chalisa, but we're there for each other, 100% support, brotherhood. And that's how it goes, eh?
They say the kind of energy you put on, put out into the world is the kind of people you tend to attract, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we think we are attracting globally minded this way, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Globally minded people, and I am so glad that, and I often told you this in private. I say I'm glad that it have more people thinking, expand rather than pigeonhole as South African and all these different silos, you know? So that is what we need, a lot more global thinking. Some people, they think that is more competition, but competition is not unhealthy. As I will speak more with Asha when it's me and her alone. So we'll say goodbye to Nivash for now, and I'm sure we'll chat again.
Okay, namaste. Bye, bye everybody.
Right, so Asha, I wanted to give you my undivided attention.
So you got me in the hot seat now.
If what?
You got me in the hot seat now.
Yeah, I say, oops, she go and she get kicked out. Let me see if she will come back. We'll wait. So for those of you all who would like to check out the Hanuman Chalisa, you can check in the comments there. 11 artists. We didn't have Pandit Neil Prasad. Nivash, just need to talk to Asha alone. If she's there. Oh, right.
She's here.
Right, good. Yeah.
Yes, Jason, I'm here.
Right.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened to the phone, you know, communication issue and all of that.
That's okay. That's okay. You know, live things, this is how it does go. Actually, the internet in South Africa has been very forgiving today.
Yes, yes, it has.
Usually it is not this forgiving. Yeah, so I just wanted to say a special thank you to you for participating in the CRC competition, chutneymusic.com, Rajan Rani competition. If these girls from, these young ladies, sorry, from Mauritius, if they could sing some chutney and come in the next installment, that would be pretty, pretty good. Pretty, pretty good. You know? So, how are things with Indian music worldwide these days?
Indian music worldwide is happening.
Happening?
Yeah, it is happening. We're sharing a lot from around the world as well. Mm-hmm. So, and every day we're getting, you know, we are discovering new artists and new musicians. So, and from all over. So, everyone shares. And that is the beauty of it. We, there's very little internal or external politics. We just share the music and everybody just enjoy.
That's good. And guys, always should check out Indian Music Worldwide. That is a group run by these lovely people. Get all the music inside there and let us all collaborate. So, Asha, why does your dress up so nice?
We're actually off to a wedding. The Hardi night on today is the night before the wedding.
Right.
And tomorrow is actually the wedding. So we were supposed to be at the wedding. But we said, okay, let's have this, let's complete our interview with chutneymusic.com.
Right.
And then we'll just have coffee and then we leave.
Okay. Well, I don't want to keep you back too long. And we will chat soon in the future. Remember.
No problem. And thanks.
Chutney Rhythm.
Thanks, and all the best to all your supporters and all the viewers, and we really appreciate their support in whatever we are doing, and all the best to each and every one of you. And remember, stay protected, use your mask, use your sanitizers, and wherever you are, stay safe.
All right. Goodbye, Asha, for now.
Thank you so much. All right. Namaste. Thank you. Bye.
Right. So, that was a pretty, pretty lit conversation there, if I must say so myself. We had the pleasure of speaking with probably 9 of the people who were on the recently completed Hanuman Jayanti Chalisa 2021. Artists from all over the world collaborating virtually, which is beautiful in my opinion. This is what we need. This is what we need. More cross-cultural pollination. and I'm sure things will happen more in the future. So I have been your host with the most, DJ Floops, for Floops and Friends, signing out. Like, share, and subscribe. And I'll be here tonight, actually, tonight. I'll play some music for you guys. Floops Festival episode 172. So how come the live build up most when it's only me alone talking? I don't understand that. So I'll see you all later on at probably 7-ish. We're going to pay some hot chutney later. 7-ish Eastern time, which is probably like 1 o'clock in the morning in South Africa. So goodbye for now. See you guys later.